Judy is not with us this morning, although she's doing well. Judy was a PET scan back in November, when she went for her regular checkup, because she's been cancer-free for the last couple of years. And the PET scan showed some cancer that came back. So that's the bad news. The good news is it's treatable, and she had her treatment on last week. And the side effects have not been that bad, but she lost her, zapped her energy. So she was able to get me out the door this morning and give me a lecture before I went, because I was running late. And so I know she's still feeling good, and she did 2 loads of laundry yesterday. So that's always a good sign. Yeah. With that, I'd like to welcome you this morning to Bethel. It is the first day of spring tomorrow. Doesn't it feel like spring?
It feels like spring.
Yeah, but there's nothing to shovel out there this morning. So with that, I'd like to ask, are there any announcements good for the cause this morning that you might want to share? Phil, anything interesting?
We lost our house guest. We were entertaining.
Oh, that's right. You were dog sitting.
Yeah, so it's very quiet around our house. It's not a general office.
Yeah, that's what Patsy White told me, that she's in withdrawal when Penny had to go back to South Carolina, North Carolina. And, okay. All right. Anybody else this morning? No announcements? Well, we're still in Lent. So, how many people have here this morning have given up something for Lent? Huh? That's good. What did you give up, Joanne?
Oh, candy, cake, and ice cream.
Oh, you that sounds like bad news. Except Sundays is a free day. So you can have candy and ice cream today. Now, tomorrow you got to go back home. If you ever thought about that, the 40 days of Lent, if you look at your calendar and you count 40 days, from it doesn't work out, because Sundays is a day of grace.
And actually, it's a day of celebration, and because they treated it as a resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.